kind of rushing away. So I'm going to call on Kieran O'Hara.
Thank you.
Tell us the objective of Paul's speech, please.
Thank you. Paul, the objective of Paul's speech is using voice, volume, pitch, rate, quality to reflect and add meaning and interest to your message. Use pause to enhance your message. Use vocal variety smoothly and naturally. And the time is 5 to 7 minutes. Paul.
Thank you, Paul. I present Paul to you. Thank you.
You all know the Loch Ness Monster so well that there's no need whatsoever for me to tell you anything about it. But I'd like to tell you something about another Ness Monster. The other Ness Monster I want to talk about is called the Kindness Monster. Now, one of the features of monsters are that they scare the living daylights out of us. And the reason that I mention the kindness monster is Mr. Topics Master, Mr. President, Toastmasters, and distinguished guests. It is because we live in a dangerous world where being kind threatens to change your life in completely unpredictable ways. Now let me give you the story of John Sweeney, a young man who lives in Fermoy, not the center of the universe. A young man who had never done anything big in his life except be bullied in ways that I leave you to imagine were very, very severe. And just over 2 years ago, on a Wednesday night at about 2 o'clock in the morning, John Sweeney couldn't get to sleep. John Sweeney was tossing and turning and excited, and he couldn't calm down because shortly before going to bed, he had read something about what they were doing in Naples and had done in Naples for many, many years. In the city of Naples, there was a tradition of people going to have a cup of coffee and leaving the money for a complete stranger to have a free cup of coffee behind in the cafe. This was a local activity which John found out about and which destabilized his life. The idea that you would give something to a complete stranger who you might never ever meet for no purpose other than to carry out what we subsequently came to call a random act of kindness, which wasn't a phrase that was around at the time when the Neapolitans started to do this. John Sweeney was bothered because he couldn't figure out what to do. This whole idea of giving without expecting anything in return, ever, was so congruent with his own values that he felt that he had, you know, come home to his life's mission, but he hadn't a clue what to do. So before John had another night's sleep, he got out of bed. He set up a Facebook page, he called it Suspended Coffees, and he wrote some information on that Facebook page. Now, and this is, remember, 2 years ago and not more, and this is a guy in Fermoy. That Facebook page
today has 292,075 people liking it on Facebook. Any time that something is posted on it, huge numbers of comments are made. It's a huge engagement. Be kind to yourself. One of the two reasons why I wanted to do this speech tonight. One is because I wanted to share with you the extraordinary potential that exists for doing good. And the other is related to the fact that some of you will be doing a level 6 speech in Toastmasters in the foreseeable future. And I wanted to give across the idea that when you're doing a level 6 speech, you can actually pick any topic you like under the sun. While you are delivering a speech, you can try to fit in as much as you want to do about John Sweeney and suspended coffee so that everybody in the whole room will actually fully understand the key issues that are at stake. Or you can go gently and drop words one by one into this good night. In conclusion, Toastmasters, I've told you the story of a man whose life was transformed in the context of a situation where it is quite dangerous to the status quo in your life if you go down the road of being kind. It is indeed the kindness monster. But secondly, as a gift to you to take away, I wanted to show that it's possible to deliver something with generosity so that people doing a level 6 speech could actually not have to worry as much as they might about how easy it is to use your voice when you actually speak from the heart.
That was fantastic, Paul.